Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Members Newsline for the week starting Monday, June 4th. Our union has never stopped organizing since 1970, thus the name Organization of Staff Analysts, or, put another way, Organizing Staff Analysts. Four of our most recent efforts are all in progress. We have reached a moment of disappointment with the title of Health Services Manager. The city had offered to work out a stipulation of settlement 6 months ago. We agreed, since, if the city was being honest, the stipulation would have ended our efforts successfully, and most HSMs would have full union rights. After 6 months of discussion, it is clear the city is just using the offered stipulation as a delaying tactic. Therefore, we will insist upon resumption of the hearings to seek full final representation of all health service managers. Our union, when faced with the city's deceitful delaying tactics, could lose heart. And we could give up the effort. We never do. We will win this fight because we're right. We have made dramatic progress on the Associate and Assistant Directors of Hospitals campaign. The two unions fighting for these workers, ourselves and the Communication Workers of America, Local 1180, are working together to submit final papers to the Office of Collective Bargaining. The campaign nears conclusion. We also reached a milestone in the campaign on behalf of the patient representatives of the Health Plus Hospitals Corporation. The OCB set early August as the deadline for their papers as well. We are hoping for the election to be held this fall. Finally, our field organizers signed up nearly a third of the assistant directors of nursing, and we plan to file those cards this month. Virtually all of our organizing efforts since 1970 have been resisted and delayed by the city. The city has been known to lie and cheat in these efforts to stop employees from being represented. We don't lie, we don't cheat, and we don't stop until we win. It demands a lot of patience for us to see the process through, but we always do. If the members did not want us to have a union, we would have stopped long ago. If it's only the city who does not want us to have a union, we will never stop. And for the past 48 years straight, we have never stopped. We're not managerial. We're not confidential. Our employer lies about this, and we fight those lies as long as our union exists. Thanks are due to our volunteer field organizers and to a unionized workforce that reaches out to help those who are not yet members of our union. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.